it's America. We can't live for this safe America. Try to make us genderless. This world is crazy. Old men can't have babies. The human doctor, ladies, I can't believe this. Men can't have periods. If your stomach hurts.
So we're out here, three dill weeds and a blue flag, and as you can see what the score reflects, I won twice. The sore loser over here.
He won the
sore. Pan the camera back.
They pray over you, basically.
No.
A priest does that?
No.
Yeah, they do that.
They didn't do
usually
that.
Usually Catholic priests.
Well, that's what I'm...
Do they do that in church or at a separate ceremony?
Well, I think
they do it in my
both.
House.
They've done both.
Yeah, it's both ways.
And that's what I'm trying to get to.
So when they do your house, they bubble your house.
Okay, so I'm trying to think back because I was very little. I was probably like 7, 8 years old.
And they definitely called it an intervention?
They called it an intervention.
I have to look.
But again,
up.
Jehovah's Witnesses are a little different. Right. I mean, they have the same Bible. They believe in a lot of the same things, believe it or not, but they're a little different. They called it an intervention, but it wasn't like a true exorcism like you see on TV.
Right.
But did they pray with me?
Yes.
Or pray over you?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I guess yeah.
So
maybe it is
equivalent to a deliverance or
maybe.
Exorcism.
So when they were praying over you, were they saying like biblical things from the Bible and
yes.
saying, demon,
yes,
get
so,
out,
yeah,
demon,
that's...
get out?
No.
They
weren't saying demon, get out, but they were reading scriptures. And so what happened was they were having me explain my dreams and what I was technically seeing and feeling.
Yep.
And then they started just reading scriptures from the Bible.
Right.
And praying with me.
I guess it's kind of, not exactly, but some parts of it is like a...
Right.
Like deliverance or exorcism.
Because what I saw in the documentary on TV, so this Catholic priest was doing it in the church, and he was telling... He basically would ask the guy, so what have you done? What do you think that you have done to open these doors? And the guy was, like, addicted to, like, masturbation, and that was his problem, and then... So he's like, he said the prayers over him, and then while he was saying the prayers, he would have the crucifix and the holy water. And he'd put that, like the crucifix on his forehead, and then take the holy water and just spray him like a little bit like this with the holy water. And then he would then the guy would start speaking like a demonic language, and he'd say, come out of your body, come out, demon, come out, demon, come out. And you see the guy just start cursing and saying all kinds of stuff.
But the thing is, I was never possessed by a demon.
No, right? That's what they thought. But I'm just saying this is
that's
the process
what,
of
what
they do.
That's what they thought.
Right, but
exactly.
sometimes too, you won't necessarily know that you're possessed. Sometimes you could be possessed, but you don't know. For this,
that must have just confused the shit out of you, didn't it?
Exactly.
No.
You knew
to
what
be
was
honest
going
with
on.
You, I knew what was going on.
You were just having weird.
I
dreams.
Knew my body. I knew my mind. I knew my intuition.
So what did you think of your mom at that point? Like, what is she putting into
I
you?
Said I knew right then and there at the age of whatever I was, 7, 8. Okay, I can't tell my mom anything anymore.
Yeah, right.
Right. She don't believe you.
I gotta deal with this by myself.
Right.
Wow.
If she tells her mom.
So since I was that, that's right.
Right.
So since I was that old, that's why I loved Karen.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. I was like, you were supposed to be my mom.
You
have said and justified and verified and just made me feel like I am normal.
Remember she saw you and she said, I feel like I know you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she told me I looked like Jodi Picoult. But we had a connection. And remember I kept saying... God damn, I think I know this lady.
Yeah.
I think I know her from somewhere.
And then she told me in the text, too, she goes,
and the funny thing
like
is, she
her.
Used to be a hairstylist. And then started, like, getting into her mediumship. And
no, you were meant to meet her to straighten your head out.
She, I swear to God, like, I felt like I knew her in a past life.
Yeah. I can't wait to meet her now.
She's awesome.
That's why I was telling you she was awesome,
she's
and the experience
awesome.
Is awesome. And
when for me, she was anyway.
And when you meet the guy from Ghost Hunters, he's funny. Cracks
he's
jokes
very
and everything.
Funny. He's mm-hmm. very funny. Yeah, the guy from Ghost Hunters, like the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the original show.
He's so Karen is more like angelic and, like I said, bringing humanity to spirituality. Whereas
Carl. Carl, yeah, Carl.
Carl Johnson.
Johnson, yep.
I think his name is.
Yep.
he ran the show Ghost Hunters, but he's more on the demonic aspect, which I'm more like what Karen is, but Carl was very interesting and funny.
Carl will show you pictures that'll blow your mind. He was like at a place where this girl was demonically possessed, and he has a photo of her face changing into a demon. And then he has another photo, like in a house that they were ghost hunting, with him. You see that one with the demon?
And I'm not saying that these things don't happen; they do. But I've always agreed with Karen. Like,
well, Karen seems much more open-minded and open.
Since I was a little kid, I felt like Karen, like even a bad spirit, is looking for a way to purify itself.
Cleanse itself and move forward, right?
And they can't do that until they find the good in them, no matter where that is or how long it takes or why they were doing what they were doing. And that's what Karen does. So I love her.
Well, see, sometimes like if somebody's murdered or something, their spirit gets trapped too.
Oh, anything. I mean, mental illness, possession.
Oh my Lord.
Seriously.
It's so freaking unprofessional and freaking annoying with the freaking phone going off, filming, and more so in the freaking insurance.
That wasn't us.
Ryan!
Look, I'm getting annoyed.
Let me...
Ryan, you look innocent in that. I like it.
So when
I like it. Now you gotta bring light to your house and we'll be good.
So on Saturday, we went to Glastonbury?
Yeah.
So this wasn't the first time. This wasn't the first time this happened.
Yeah, we did.
Oh yeah.
I want to get your opinion because this wasn't the first time that this happened to me, and it's normally when like if I'm
what you hear team
like
on
edible. It's like when I'm on edibles, right? And I look into your eyes, and it was something very dark, and that looks back at me. And this isn't the first time it happens. This is
in
why
Ryan's eyes?
Yeah. It happens usually when I'm high and
he's hallucinating.
No, it wasn't hallucinating. No, because if it happened once, yeah, but more than once.
I gotta say, I've known Ryan since I was what, 17?
Mm. Yep. Because you met me with Tom Dudek and
when I was
my
working
brother,
at IHOP as a waitress.
It was IHOP.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
I can only tell you what
I was 17. He's totally harmless and good, but does he have dark energy surrounding him?
Well,
absolutely.
So maybe that's what I'm seeing then. But
he's not evil in any.
No,
way.
I'm not talking. I'm not. Didn't wasn't
but
calling
it
him evil.
Is surrounding
I'm,
him.
Well,
it
I'm not.
Needs to
I didn't,
go because it makes people uncomfortable.
I agree with you.
Right.
100.
Let Ray Dogg finish his story. He's trying to.
No,
say
no.
Something.
Go ahead. You're right.
Sorry.
Yeah. So. It's happened more than once. It's like I wasn't calling him evil. That's not what I'm just saying.
What I'm feeling, but in a different way.
Right, it's probably
you're
like that.
Yes,
you have. I think
he's
you have,
surrounded by it. It's not actually him, but he is surrounded by it, and that's what I'm trying to like get. Like as soon as I walked into his house, I could feel it. Like, I felt like I was in my old house again. Like, I couldn't breathe. Like, I needed to get out of here. I was like, Ryan, this house is dark. Like, you need some light.
Yeah, because Chip don't like his house either. Honest, Chip is never comfortable there. Never comfortable at all. Am I making that up, Joy?
Maybe
not
that's
good.
Why Karma was acting weird
not
the other
good.
Day.
Chip does not like his...
Karma, you know what Karma did to me? She went right on my ear.
Oh, wow.
And she does not do that.
So there's got to be a reason, unless these...
She was like, get me out of here.
These ghosts haunting
my dog was like, get
on,
me out of here.
These things are following you home. These things are following you home. Because I'm telling you, Chip does not like it there. You can see him. He curls up on me. He does not want to leave.
So I think it's a little bit of both.
If the energy was on
him... No, I agree with you. Oh, I agree with you right there.
I think it's a little bit of the energy that was in the house from history.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also think it's a mix of energy that came with you. And that was
the
Conjuring House.
Right.
The Conjuring House was not only... Remember when they said that... Remember the woman who actually got possessed?
Yeah, remember when Carl Johnson said that when the Warrens went there, the mom had
but they brought
up.
The energy with them.
Right, but the
it
mother...
It wasn't just... It was a mix.
The mother got picked up and thrown across the room.
Yes, but it was a mix. Possessed. It was a mix of the Arnolds, who used to own the house, and got, like, okay, because back then, when you were a woman, you weren't allowed to own a business or own a farm or anything like that. You had to be married, and you had to be under a man's name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, she wasn't married, and she was running this farm and this huge, beautiful property, and she was blowing all the men and all the other farmers out of the water with the money she was making. Oh, okay,
never mind. Well, you said blowing all the men.
You can't jump right away,
man. Stop.
No, she was blowing them out of the water because she was way more successful than everybody.
Yeah.
So the men started to hate her, and then they started to try to tear her down. So that was where all the pent-up woman energy and the bad feelings got, like, possessed the and what made the Conjuring House.
Mm.
Where is this Conjuring House? In
Rhode Island. So, anyways, you know, years later, back, you know, now we're in the 70s from the 1800s, the Warrens move in. But the Warrens brought a lot of negative energy, and they had family problems and a lot of bad stuff going on in their families when they bought the Conjuring House.
No, the Warrens were the investigators.
Not the Warrens. The one that got possessed.
The Perrin family. The Perrin family.
Yes, Perrin. You're right.
Yep.
So, basically, it was a mix of the Arnold's energy that got beat and had a lot of woman-like anger from that time period, and what the parents had brought with them that made absolute chaos, and the woman got literally possessed and thrown and, like, just lifted off of a table and, like,
tossed across the room.
Tossed across the room, and, like, the leg, the leg slashed, and, like, all this stuff.
Yep.
I'm getting off track, but that's how I feel your house is. I feel like it's a lot of old energy, and it's stuff that you brought with you that is mixing, and you need
to. So is that why Chip don't like it there? Chip don't like it.
Absolutely. Dogs sense things.
Chippy.
Don't you know that when a dog doesn't like a person?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. She kept circling around the door, like, come on, let's go.
We're still doing miniature golf. I'm going to whoop your butt still, right?
Wait, what?
Well, we're going to go play miniature golf tomorrow if you guys want to come.
Chip,
stop jumping up on him.
Boston, why are you guys going to Boston?
No, this place is awesome. You gotta look it up. It's called Punch Shack.
What is it called?
It's called Punch Shack.
Joy,
is that indoor?
Don't get up while you're on camera.
Punch Shack.
It's called Punch Shack.
I gotta put that in my phone.
Joy, I know where it is.
I told you that already. I'm gonna go to the men's breakfast tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Tomorrow morning. And I'm gonna figure out what my chore is for the women. They're having a women's appreciation day.
Look, it just came up. I didn't even put anything.
I'm volunteering to do whatever.
It's listening to me.
Good for you.
Can we talk about how your phone is listening to you? And that's
we could talk about
it's about the Apple phone and the Androids and all that.
And all the phones. So is my Alexa. She listens to me all the time.
I feel
I'll be talking about, I don't know, apples, and she'll give me a notification. She said, I see that there are apples in. Do you want me to put apples in your cart and buy them? No, witch, I don't want that.
So you're cheating on Siri with Alexa?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll call Alexa Siri and she hates it. She'll be like,
it's like calling a woman a wrong
nothing,
name.
Nothing, never mind.
And I do the Abby's room. I go to my daughter's room and I say, what does she have? Siri, do this. And I'm like, it's an Alexa. Alexa, set the alarm.
Remember that story you told me about the radio in your house going on by itself?
Yeah, I'll talk about never that story. Forget it.
What, like a traditional radio or like a smart one?
Okay, so.
Joy,
do you remember the 1980s when you had the little Walkmans?
I had that,
but it wasn't a Walkman. It was like a little stereo that you put batteries in.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit bigger than a Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
A little boombox?
A tiny one. You remember those?
I do.
You remember those. So, it was shortly after my sister. Actually, it was the week of her funeral. After her funeral, my dad was. You know, my parents were always quick to clean things out. So, they were like, do you want this? I don't even know. I wasn't even thinking. I took it. I took it home. It was my oldest sister's little mini radio. Well, the thing did not have batteries in it.
Don't tell me it worked without batteries.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. And I have witnesses. Yeah.
Wow. That's
seriously?
And you know what it said?
What?
I'm not dead!
Oh, man. That must have been your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was the creepiest thing. It literally scared us so bad that me, my daughter, my nephew, and the boy across the street that grew up with my daughter ran out of the house. I mean, ran.
Did it say in your sister, was it your sister's voice or just did
it? No, it was a creepy voice just saying, like, through the radio, like the radio came on and it literally said, I'm not dead, just like that.
Wow.
So you want to tell them the story about how your sister died?
My sister committed suicide.
Do you think she's stuck between worlds? Realms?
Well, she's going to tell you the story.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Did you guys do something to help her?
Well, that's a long story. Mm-hmm. So apparently she attached to me. I did not know any of this at the time.
Right.
So then in 2019, I also separated from my daughter's father, and I was going through like a lot, just a healing process. I had been through a lot.
Yes.
So I ended up getting drugged by this guy I was hanging out with and a group of his friends.
Like a date rape drug type thing?
Yes.
Roofied?
If that's what you want to call it. I still don't know till this day exactly what it was. I don't know. It felt like a little more than shrooms. So long story short, I ended up going to a healer. And she said it could have been ketamine,
mm-hmm,
or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I think that is like a date rape.
Yeah.
Ketamine.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Ketamine.
You got roofied. I think you did.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, can I just ask you, do you remember anything about it? Like, when you were going through it, can you remember anything? Because
my memory started to come back to me a couple weeks later and so on. But for that first 2 weeks, I had no idea what happened to me. I had no idea.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I had no idea what happened to me.
That's fucked up. I'm sorry. That's fucked up. And I just heard somebody got roofied at the Whip and the Aglum. And I guess this happens like a lot.
Yeah, more than we think.
Yeah.
Well, I knew this guy for years, and I thought he was a friend.
That's the worst. That's even worse.
That's the fucking worst.
I thought he was my friend. I traveled with this guy.
I'm sorry that happened to you. That sucks. That's
horrible. I mean, I thought he was a friend.
Yep.
That's the worst.
And that's there's a special place in hell for people like that.
And not only did they do it to me, they did it to my daughter.
What the hell, man?
How old was she?
2019. She was 19. 18?
Oh my God.
She was born in 2001.
Yeah. Did any of these people get arrested or anything?
No, because by the time I realized what happened to me, how can you prove it? The drug was out of my system.
Yep. Mm. It's so hard to prove.
I went to go get tested.
Well, even with your daughter, nothing happened? Didn't get arrested for your daughter doing it to her? No?
No, because the same thing happened to both of us. You totally lose your memory.
Yes.
You totally lose your memory. I don't know if you guys have watched Cable Girls.
No, I know there was a cable guy, but I never heard of a cable girl.
No. There's Cable Girls.
What is that?
So it's a Spanish flick, mm-hmm, on Netflix.
Well, I don't have Netflix, that's why.
Okay. Well, there's a part in the series where exactly what happened to that woman happened to me.
Yeah. Mm.
You literally lose your memory. And you start regaining your memory, it depends, weeks after, months after.
So is it?
I was like in a cloud for 2 weeks. Mm. I have no idea
what
happened.
It's almost like, yeah. It's almost like
I can't even explain it. I can't even explain exactly what I went through.
Oh my God.
And me and my daughter. Mm. at the same time. But the crazy thing is, me and my daughter were the only two people that could connect to each other. Like it's almost like we shared... I know this sounds crazy. It's almost like we shared the same brain. Mm-hmm. But our memories didn't start coming back until at least 2 weeks later.
Maybe it was like and a kind of slow. Like a withdrawal of the drug.
Oh, it was. Yeah, that's oh, what it I'm was. I was vibing. I was vibing. That's what made me go to this healer. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm withdrawing. And the whole time I'm working. Oh I'm God. Going to work every day. I'm getting up every day. I'm trying to have So I was living with Jen Champagne at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I had separated from my daughter's father. It's a long story. Anyways, right. I wasn't living in my house. My daughter was living in my house. I was living with Jen. Mm-hmm. And her family. And she knew there was something wrong, too. She's like, Vicky, you're, like, spacing out. She's like, what's wrong with you? She's like, I'm talking to you, and you're not answering me. And she's like, you're scaring me.
You just didn't seem the same.
Didn't even know she was fucking talking to me. Oh, my God. I was literally like, I knew what was... I can't even explain it. Like, I knew what was going on. I knew I had to get up and go to work every day, and I did my job fine.
Right.
But my brain... was like empty. It was empty. Mm-hmm. And I was vibing. I was literally like, I don't even know how I worked. I was literally like,
yeah, when did you find out your sister was like attached to you?
I was vibing.
I thought she said her daughter, not sister.
No. Her sister was. Yes. So that's how I found out my sister was attached to me. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening was I wanted to stop vibing. I was like, there's something wrong with me. Like, so then I started talking, like I started finally starting to remember, have memories come back, and I started talking to a couple of the girls at work, and which practice Wicca.
Yeah. Oh,
which boy. No. I mean, okay.
I stay away.
I didn't say anything.
I stay away.
I didn't say anything.
You can't.
I didn't say anything.
Wicca is misconstrued.
But I didn't say
subject.
Anything. I didn't say anything. Though.
Different subject. I'm into Wicca too, but not, I don't like to categorize myself. But I know a lot about Wicca, which I started to look into when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And like I said, kind of up and down with stuff and in between. So anyways, my memory started to come back to me slowly, and I started talking to two women at work that, like I said, practiced Wicca. Mm-hmm. And they helped me. Honestly, they were my lifeline. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd be here without them.
All right.
So they kind of helped me through it. They kind of told me, like, we've seen this before, we know what happened to you. So then one of them recommended me to go to a healer. They're like, she can help you.
Yeah.
So I went to the healer, and I was like, you know what, at this point I was so desperate. I mm-hmm. knew something was seriously wrong. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to go to. I did go to my primary care. I told them I was drugged. I told them exactly what happened, like, because I wanted it on record in case something happened to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
Right. So I did everything I needed to do. Mm-hmm. So then she sets me up with this woman. Her name's Brenda Edwards, but she goes, her business, it goes by Brenda Quantum. So she was able to know that I was drugged and that I was having withdrawals, and that's why I was vibing. Mm-hmm. And that she wasn't positive, but she was pretty certain it was ketamine. And then she also said, I swear to God, I didn't tell her anything. She says, I feel a presence with you. She says, did someone close to you pass away, like, around this year? It was my sister.
Right.
So, like, she says, your sister has attached to you. Mm-hmm. She said, and that's part of the reason why this happened to you, because your sister needs to move on. And you wouldn't have known that unless this happened to you.
Right.
So it's kind of like that saying, everything happens for a reason.
It sure does. I believe that.
Right. I'm like, great. Good. Lucky me.
Yeah, I believe that too.
So she ended up, my sister was in the darkness because she had committed suicide.
Yep,
and
she
I could
a head to
literally
that light.
Hear my sister saying that she was scared to pass on.
Yep.
I could literally hear her saying that.
That's so sad.
So, like, she had
How did she do it? Like, did she, like...
Oh.
No, don't get graphic.
Isn't this, like, therapy?
I told you, I always wanted to do like a therapy podcast that was like free.
Yeah, this is basically my therapy.
I literally give therapy to my clients all day.
If you want
to
join our podcast, we could just change it to 5 dill weeds and then do Saturday.
You know how much work I put into making the website and all this stuff? And don't get me started on this.
Wait. It'll be easy. What is it? 3 dill weeds? A blue flag?
3 dill weeds and a blue flag.
Just change the 5.
3 dill weeds, 5 dill weeds and a blue flag.
Listen, I have... Okay, on one condition, you guys, you're going to do the new website, you're going to set up the new email, you're going to set up the new YouTube, the new Rumble, the new...
All right, you got it. We could just be like sit-ins.
Yes, yeah, you're our guest.
Better.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Frequent guest. You're our frequent guest. That's
there you
all.
Go. That works.
All right, so let's get back.
So whenever you want to come vibe, you can come vibe with us.
All right,
there you go.
Let's get back to this story.
We have to officially get back into it because I have to cut edit it and it doesn't sound good. Like, and we're back. 3 dill weeds and a blue flag with our guests,
Casey and Vicky,
and
JoJo,
and of course.
I was thinking that too, like Casey, JoJo, and Vicky.
And I am I'm missing one of our mascots, but I'm not sort of.
Karma?
I do miss her because I like her a lot.
Karma's a little pain in the ass, but she's so cute.
I do. I love her. She loves her. Let's get back into your story. You were telling a very serious story.
I was. Yeah, my sister. So, I haven't said this out loud to many people. So, you asked me how she did it.
Yes.
If you could, I mean, try not to be too graphic.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not. So she was considered mentally ill, which I think sometimes she was either possessed or something attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't understand how she went from all her life being okay to... whatever it is she was going through.
Mm.
I mean, she did have trauma and she married someone who was evil.
That can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's what they said. They said that the trauma in her life could have been what brought her illness on.
Yep.
But she basically wrapped her head in saran wrap.
Oh, so she suffocated.
That's right.
That's
and
horrible.
Then
that sucks.
She was not done suffocating, and she tried to get the saran wrap off, and she couldn't find where the saran wrap ended. So
she probably panicked.
She panicked,
right?
And her eyes were closed, and she was looking. So she was in her. She was seeing this guy. And he had just moved to Saugus, Mass, near Boston. And he hadn't even been done unpacking yet. And that's where she got the saran wrap, was from, like, the bed, I don't know, the mattress or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, fumbling around the counters in the kitchen trying to find a knife to cut her mouth open so she could breathe.
Right.
She couldn't find anything,
but
so
it was
she
too late.
Suffocated.
Yeah.
How do I know that? Because I felt it.
Mm.
I was gonna say, did she kind of tell you?
Or... I felt it.
Damn.
Like I.
That's
died
how you close
with her.
That's how close you guys were.
Because she was attached to me.
Yep.
I felt every single movement. I felt all of it. I felt her. Like I almost thought I was dead. Like I woke up going. Because I felt all of it.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I believe it. I believe she was trying to show you, like, this is what happened.
She did. I even woke up saying, I'm wearing, and I was describing what she was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked down, I was like, that's not what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a purple shirt.
Wow. What a story. That's crazy. I can't freaking believe that. But,
yeah.
Wow. That's a...
Yeah.
Damn.
So, what do you think a sleepwalker is? Like, well, let me put it this way in my own
ones case. That eat peanut butter and jelly in the middle of the night?
No, not that kind of.
Does he sleepwalk to the peanut butter?
Are you kidding me?
No, this kind of sleepwalking, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a. So basically, my mom, she caught me. I was sleepwalking. I went to the kitchen. I turned on the gas stove and I was trying to find matches to light the house up. That type of sleepwalking. What do you think that was?
Were you a pyro?
No, I don't think so. So I mean, I used to do things like that all the time when I was younger.
I was a sleepwalker, but I would like walk out of the house or walk to my grandmother's or walk. I'm known for making food in the middle of the night, not eating it.
Right.
Eating some of it.
Yeah.
And I don't remember any of it, yeah. So I'm a sleepwalker. But
he is.
Well, I don't remember he's doing so it, but I remember. I remember waking up with my face hurting, and my mom slapped me. Pow!
That's funny. See, she slapped you awake. Tell me go back to bed, and I'll just go back to bed.
No, you'd be like, I'm not going to bed. You go to bed.
Okay, so what we were going to get back to.
I tell them to go to bed all the time.
What about
you
blackouts? What do you think of blackouts?
No, can we get back to. Depends. We were going to get onto the topic of how you got her separated from you.
Okay, so. When I got drugged and I went through those weeks and I started to get my memory back and I was literally vibing,
yes.
And I was at work and I was talking to my coworkers and.
And you met those two women.
A couple of them practice Wicca.
Yes.
And they were like, you know, it doesn't hurt. Why don't you go try a healer? Have you ever tried a healer? Now, I come from a long line of ancestors that practice all this. But
right.
My mom was so scared of it.
Yep.
That she shunned it and she tried to put a blind eye to it and she became a Jehovah's Witness.
Yep.
And was like, that's all like crazy talk and you know, this doesn't exist and da 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 da. She didn't want to believe in it. She was afraid of it.
Yes.
So when I started to talk to these women, like they kind of verified everything that I kind of felt and knew my whole life that my mom was afraid of. So one of them knew this Brenda Edwards Quantum and she said, you know, it doesn't hurt. Like just go see her, see if she can help you.
Define.
At that point, I was so desperate.
Right.
I said, I will do anything. So yep. I went to her.
Mm-hmm.
What's
and that? Right away, she felt my sister. And she knew that I was telling the truth and that I had been drugged and that my memory was not, you know, was coming back to me slowly. And she was able to tell me things that I started to remember without me telling. So I knew she was the real deal.
So like a psychic is what it sounds like to me. Is that what it is?
Similar.
Oh, I had a feeling. I just knew.
Oh, yeah. Similar. So this woman, she's great. She does everything. She does. She is somewhat of a psychic. She's a healer.
But when you say a healer, could you elaborate more on that? Because I don't know what. If you pretend like I don't
so
know.
So a healer
like, don't
is a little bit different than a doctor, per se.
Right,
a doctor is here to help you heal with prescription.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a spiritual healer. There
yeah.
you go. She's a spiritual healer.
Where is she from?
She lives in, what is that considered? She's near Bruno's Pizza, as a matter of fact.
Oh, she's nearby.
5 acres over by
Parker Allen. 16 acres, yes.
Yeah, 16
yeah.
acres.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, she's awesome.
See,
my daughter goes to her,
I
too.
I couldn't go see a healer, because as healers and psychic, it's not something that I would be okay with.
Why not?
It's just.
He thinks it's demonic.
It's demonic in my opinion.
See, that's what my mother always
so,
thought.
I agree
I
with
swear
her.
To God, this guy is like Jehovah's Witness.
I
like,
don't believe.
I don't understand. My mother thought
yeah,
that
demonic.
Too. I am telling you, she is the most kind-hearted, like bright light. Person
yeah.
that right, you've ever met in your life. She brought so much light to me. Like, I felt it. Like, this sounds insane. Like, I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud because people would not understand unless they've ever been through my experience. My mother always thought that, too, that that's all demonic. It's not.
Yeah, that's basically another way.
I think it's I think you're thinking
basically
of
what
else.
She did is the same thing as deliverance and exorcism. Yeah. Yes, it is. Something's attached to you and you're having it move on. It's the same thing.
She's helping her. Right. She's not hurting her.
Yeah, but
I was okay after that.
If someone
it took me one time of going to her and I was okay.
If someone can tell the future like that, it's not.
No, but it wasn't her really telling me the future.
Right.
It was her telling me the past. It was her It was her telling me what I had already gone through. It was her explaining to me what I was feeling. And it was her telling me that my sister was attached to me without me even telling her about my sister and telling her that my sister committed suicide. But she said, did you have, she was the one asking me questions. Mm-hmm. Like, did you have someone commit suicide? Like, specific questions.
Right.
So then I would say yes. And so it wasn't that I fed her information. Like, she already kind of knew, but she was trying to get it out of me to help me. So then she said, well, she specifically said, well, she is attached to you because she's trying to live off of you and stay in this realm, but she needs to move on. She needs to move on to the light and go to her next realm, wherever she may be replaced or whatever you believe in.
Right.
I'm hard line on that. I'll never. You might as well be talking to the wind. I'm hard line on that.
That's a personal opinion, though.
Well, that's a personal opinion.
I agree. It's a personal opinion.
I'm not saying it's not personal. I'm just saying.
But it is.
It's your personal opinion. I'm hard, just like you have
your personal opinions
as well.
That whole bright light that I was talking about, where you circumference yourself and you're protected, and she had me envision that, and then she did not necessarily Reiki, but she did a combination of I guess you would call it Reiki, but it was also like incense.
What do you mean Reiki?
Like,
what's Reiki?
See?
Well, I ask questions if I don't
you
know.
You gotta stop having such strong opinions when you don't know a lot about a lot.
Well, it's everyone have their personalities. I have a strong, I've always been outspoken.
I used to be like you.
I'm an outspoken type person. That's just how I am.
No.
But you can't be so close-minded.
Well, yes, he's close-minded.
If you think I'm close-minded, talk to my family. Because my family is, we're strongly like I was telling you in
yeah, you may be strong.
I'm not talking about strong-minded,
yeah, but you different be... things, but you're closed-minded. You're strong-minded,
well,
but you're closed-minded.
Right, no, but I was talking about as far as we were raised old school Christian,
like my way or the highway.
Old school, that's
not always the right way.
Well, I'm not saying it's the right way, but that's just the. It's like it's so ingrained in me. It's almost.
Listen,
like,
the Jehovah's Witness is ingrained in me too. Right, but you have to. You can add what you already know to things you learn now.
I mean, like,
because that's what I have done.
And
let me tell you, I am so
much
happier
about these things.
Exactly.
And see what
so much happier.
Says. I will talk to my pastor and ask him his opinion as well, because I want to get the perspective from a pastor who.
Okay, do you believe in intuition?
Yeah, I believe in some intuition things. Yeah.
Okay, so you can't, like, if your pastor is telling you something, and I'm not saying that he's. I'm not trying
well, we
to down
know,
him.
We don't even know what he's going to say. I didn't even ask him.
She's
yet.
Giving an example.
She's just
I'm giving you an example. I'm not saying he's bad or whatever or blah, 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 but you don't know how much growth your pastor has done. So let's say you go talk to your pastor and your pastor tells you something, but you're still feeling like something's missing, something's empty, there's a void. You need to listen to your gut.
Well, I agree with that. I mean...
Because your pastor could be taking you half of the way, but your intuition is going to take you all the way.
I kind of listen to what God tells me to do. Is how I
that's your intuition.
That's right.
Right. But I'm going to say my pastor, like, last week was the first time I met.
But
him
you
because,
can't be like well, no, okay. My pastor said this.
No, no, I was going to tell a story. I was going to tell an experience. All right,
no, go ahead.
I wasn't going to say. So when I met him for the first time. It was like I felt the Holy Spirit. That's how I knew I was at the right church, because I felt a Holy Spirit from this pastor is what I was going to say.
Okay, so you like him, which is good.
Yeah, well,
connected with him.
Right.
Right.
And I don't, you know, when you feel the Holy Spirit, that's deep.
The truth.
So no, no, that's you're how right. I know, that's how I know that this was the right church for me.
Okay.
Sure. Well, just like she says, he could take you part of the way. What if what you think is going to happen with his deliverance, if he brings you part of the
that's
way,
that's right.
But he doesn't get the attachment.
What if, you still feel like something's missing?
Yeah, if you still have the problem. What if you, after go through everything with him, you're still going through the same thing? Because he didn't solve the problem.
Right, but sometimes, too, this has happened before, and I watched a lot of these things before on deliverance. Sometimes they can deliver you, but sometimes they come back. It's just sometimes it happens. So not because you're delivered mean that they're gone forever. Sometimes they will come back.
But would you try something else?
Would you just go to him again?
No, I would
try something else, but along the Christian line. I wouldn't go to a psychic, for instance. I wouldn't try a psychic or a medium type person. I wouldn't.
But it's a Catholic church that actually gets that out of you.
Exorcism and deliverance is the same thing.
It's the same thing, different name.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if I'm not expecting that you know I'm delivered and then everything is good, they'll never come back. It's going to always be a struggle. It's going to always be a struggle.
So if it gets removed, say the spirits get removed from you, the dark energy, and then tomorrow you masturbate. Well, so then you just reopen the door.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
You did reopen the door. Yes,
yeah,
you did.
No, you didn't shut the door.
See, you didn't even. That's not what I'm saying. No, I'm saying no. I wouldn't do that. Is what I'm saying.
But what if you did?
What if you did?
Then I know. I know right from wrong because I know that is wrong.
We all know right from wrong. I know we all sin.
Right, but you're not letting me elaborate on what I'm trying to say. You just keep cutting me off. So I know that what I'm saying is we all know right from wrong, and I know that. If I'm delivered, because if I'm delivered, I know that I'm not supposed to do profanity, all these other masturbation and all these other worldly things. That's one of the subjects I talked about, in fact, on my ministry that I did, I talked about living in the world and not doing worldly things. That was my first subject I talked about.
Can we just go back and make sure that we're not judging each other?
I'm not judging anyone.
Okay, but keep an open mind. Whenever we're talking about something, keep an open mind and don't judge. But everybody has their own opinion.
Right, but give me an example of how I was judging.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying we're not going to be. This is not what we're not doing.
Well, just say if like somebody says, "Well, I went to a psychic. Why wouldn't go to a psychic?"
Well, I'm not judging. That's my
opinion.
Okay,
but you guys are calling her, my Brenda, a psychic.
No, I said she's a healer. Right, but I said it sounds like a psychic. I didn't say she was a psychic. I said that when you were saying some of the things I said it almost seemed like a psychic. I didn't say she was a psychic. I said it almost seemed like she was.
But you were also saying very open minded. I think he's been sitting there listening. He's been
thank you.
Very open minded to everything.
But I still feel like he's.
Because, like, when you say, like, a healer is demonic.
I think he's trying to relate what he knows.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I still feel like he's not, he needs to grow a little more.
When you say grow, you mean accept other things that, like outside my belief line, for lack of a better word?
That's exactly. Okay, I know you need to accept things to be more out open of your mind. Belief that are okay.
Okay, but see, how could I put it? I, like, let's say, for instance, I'm inside this bubble. I can see everything going on outside the bubble. And it doesn't mean that I'm closed-minded to it. I see it, and I could appreciate what you do. But it doesn't mean that I want to come outside of my bubble, for lack of a better word. It doesn't mean that I'm closed-minded to it. I know what's going on outside the bubble, but I want to stay in this bubble where I am.
But you're comfortable where you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
But here's the question.
Which is normal. That makes
sense. Here's the question there, right? So you wouldn't go to a healer or a psychic, whatever, because you say it's demonic, whatever. But if somebody goes there and says that they were helped and it solved their problem.
Do you know what it took for me to go to her?
An attachment moved on.
I still want to know.
Every day of my life, my mother drilled into my head that all that stuff was evil and demonic. And it's gonna bring you down, and it's gonna kill you, and it's gonna feed
gonna
at you
burn
slowly,
in hell.
And yeah, but basically, I had to go against everything I was taught every day of my life as a child to be able to save myself.
Right.
And guess what? saved me.
Can you,
I would like to know how that happened.
Right, but I'm saying, you know, I understand, like, I'm not being closed-minded, like, I'm just staying within this bubble.
Yeah, but can you look at somebody like that and say, I'm happy that, you know, it solved your issue?
Well,
and,
I mean, of course,
problem,
I'm,
you know
it
I mean?
Actually
of course, I'm
going to
be happy for someone that
one time.
I'm
going to
be
one
happy
time.
For someone that finds help. I'm not shunning it, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to stay in this bubble here, and I'm not being closed-minded to what's outside the bubble. I'm not blinded to what's going on
Do
around me.
Do you look
me.
Into astrology?
No, that I wouldn't look into that either. That's no, I won't. I just won't. I mean, you asked me. I could only be honest. I'm not
sure.
going to tell you.
No,
just,
no,
you know.
Okay. That's your belief. No?
Yeah, I mean, if you, I
bad.
Don't like to lie, and so I'm going to tell you my honest opinion. You,
I don't
no,
lie
but, no,
either.
But
lying is my pet peeve.
But it's okay.
I'd rather know
it's
the
okay,
truth
though,
as bad as it is.
You can stay.
Lying is my.
You can stay in your bubble
I because look, you know, if I was, let me,
Scorpios
let me, if
like
I was closed-minded,
right?
if I was
no.
closed-minded, I would not associate with people that's outside of my realm. That's. To me, that's closed-minded.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
If you're closed-minded, it's not. You shouldn't be doing a podcast. You should have an open mind.
Exactly. So if you, I'm not. I could.
But do you feel like sometimes that you're like, okay, this is the way it is. This is my bubble. I'm not gonna go.
But that's not his. That's not his view. He's willing to look outside of that.
No, is he though?
Yeah, he just told you that.
Is.
I mean,
he says it, but is he?
Okay,
but
look,
he's willing to look. I may not believe what you're saying, but I'm willing to look.
Exactly, like a few times. I
don't
dead,
feel
I'm
like
dead,
you
for
are
instance,
though.
For instance,
but
with,
she hasn't even been.
Okay,
let me told just, us that, how it. She got rid of the spirit.
But,
yet,
right, but let me
give we keep going back to you.
I want to give an example. You said, you know, I don't like. What do you call these ghost hunting thing? But I still went at least with one or two of them with you just to experience with you. So,
well, you were doing your thing. You were recording your video.
How did you feel?
Well, there was one part that we went to. This it was one building. It was like a lot of demonic things.
You felt bad things.
I did not like that specific. The other places I didn't feel any demonic, but that specific building where they had satanic things in there, I instantly was put off. I could feel the evil presence in that particular building.
Yeah.
And so I just don't want them, that type of things, to follow me home. That's
but I don't feel as though she was getting like a negative vibe from this woman. She wasn't feeling anything evil from her.
Right.
She wasn't feeling anything like demonic.
Like,
she was
she was like the sun to my day.
Right.
No, I'm understanding. I'm not saying that. She didn't
I
help
don't
you,
think
and
I would have made it out
and we
okay
understand.
Without
well, I
this
think,
woman.
I think we understand that he doesn't want to do that, right? We understand that.
Well, no, I'm
yes,
just trying
exactly,
to. I'm
exactly.
listening.
Okay,
I'm listening.
The thing is, we all have different experiences.
Right.
And he's never been where I've been.
Exactly.
I've never been where he's been.
Right.
Whatever he's doing obviously works for him, and what I have done has worked for me because I'm still here.
But I hear him saying, this is what I hear him saying. He's, I've been programmed this way. He's saying, I've been programmed this way. It's hard for me. But he's saying, but I'm willing to listen.
Right.
No, he's listening.
Right,
but that's where I came in with the astrology.
Right, but that's hard for
There's
him.
There's 8 years of Uranus causing chaos where all signs, all people, all walks of life have to question their true values and their what they've been instilled as kids and all of that. You question all of that. I have already been there. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
You're still following it, so you haven't. Is my opinion. I'm not saying there's anything wrong or right. Some people will be like, yes, what I've been instilled in as a child is still correct for me, and that's okay.
But
there's a lot of us that are going to say, there's much more to this.
They're going to grow and they're going to change.
Right, but you see, again...
And everything that I learned as a child...
Okay, so I'm gonna.
There's so much more to it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're
so much.
We're
more.
Dealing with generational curses and
everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
traumas.
Culture. So trauma.
what else do I want to say? Religion. All of it.
Right, but
everything you've been instilled in as a child is not necessarily the right way.
Okay, but you're saying that I didn't grow from a child. If I was the same type of person, I would be an angry person who would be someone who would want to hit women, to beat up women.
Okay, wait. I just met you today.
Mm-hmm. So you probably don't know the backstory then?
No, of course. Okay,
so
I'm
just going to give a cliff version. How I grew up from the time I was 5 years old, I had a father who was a woman beater. I was always the one that would protect my mom. He didn't mm-hmm. touch my sister, but I was always protecting my mom.
Right.
And I would get beat up too, as well.
Protecting my mom. On top of that,
I got assaulted by a family member for years, over and over and over. An uncle used to watch this happen and didn't do anything. He himself used to inflict pain on me. And all I knew for the longest time was anger and violence, and that's all I went through. And so, sitting here today, I did have learned, because I am not that angry person that I was.
I don't get that from you at all.
I did learn.
You did.
One of the things that hasn't changed was on the religion side. Yes, I still believe have that hardcore thing, but everything else, the things that I've been through, I should be I should not be.
No, you're right.
In a good place right now, and I am.
You are.
And for me, it's God who did it for me. So that's the way.
No, that you're right.
I'm gonna go.
I get that from you. Yes, absolutely. You're right. You're right. You're just kind of stuck on the religion thing, that certain things are demonic and certain things aren't.
Right. My mom.
But you have grown a lot from what I hear.
I believe it took a lot because I've never been good at relationships because of that. I don't trust people.
Right.
And it's very hard for me to open up and trust. It's just because I've just been through too
much. No, absolutely. I don't blame you.
Sure. So, that's just, I have this one thing, that positive thing I can hold on to, and it helps me do a lot of things.
But how about you hold on to that, but you add to it, is what I'm saying.
Right, but certain things can't mix, is what I'm
Who tells you they can't mix?
Just in my little bubble in my head. Certain
but things. You need to modify it for yourself.
No, right. That's true.
You need to modify it for your personal
I mean, if
growth.
That's what works for you, then yes. But I'm sitting here telling you worked for me.
Right,
so.
And I'm really, really happy that I work for you, because what you went through was horrible. Those people should burn in hell. You know,
yeah, true.
Hell.
You too. But we all have our thing.
All we can be is open-minded, listen to each other's story, and grow from that, and try and learn how you apply that to your own life.
Right.
Exactly.
Right, because everybody has their own story.
For instance, do I need to forgive him so I could be spiritually strong? Do I need to actually contact him and forgive him, or?
I think that's your personal decision. How are you going to move forward?
Right.
That's your personal
decision. Okay, so
yeah.
Why did he do that? Was he an alcoholic? Was he on drugs? Was he?
No,
evil?
This happened when we were, he was just a little bit older than me. And he just, and the thing is, right, he's, you know, when my mom said he's married with a kid, he's church going person. So he was able to move on with a normal life, what I would call a normal life. Where I'm just stuck in this, not knowing who I am because of this thing that happened to me forever. You know, it seemed like an eternity.
Wait, what do you mean? Your father?
Oh, you're talking about? I thought you were talking about the family member who violated me.
Oh no! I don't know. I'm sorry. There was a couple things going on.
Okay.
What was the biggest trauma for you? Your father or the person who violated me?
Because it was for years he did that. Years.
Okay, so the person who violated you was a family member?
Yes.
Okay, so you were just saying, so explain to me again, like what did your mom? So your mom knows about this?
No, she does not.
She does not.
No, I didn't. No one knew about it except the uncle who used to watch it happen and didn't do anything about it.
Why did he watch it happen and not?
I don't know.
So he's just as bad.
Well, yeah, he is. He is just as bad. He's just as bad.
So how have you coped with it? Have you withdrawn yourself from...
I kind of just push people away, for lack of a better word. And
so
just,
is that why you're single, I assume?
Yeah.
You have no kids, you have no wife?
No.
You never have?
No. I tried to, but she was a liar, and she told my mom and myself I thought that I was going to have twins. Go ahead.
No, it fit into the negative. It all fit into the negative response.
Right.
You haven't had a positive relationship in your life?
No, and I don't think I ever... It's almost like I don't think I could... Every time I try...
That's just, not true.
Well, no, I'm just seeing how I feel. I could be not... I know it's not...
No, listen. We both know what you're doing right now because we've done it. Subconsciously, you don't even know you're doing it.
Well, yeah, exactly. We talked about that in the first show.
We did.
We talked about that.
Yep.
What's happening is you're attracting, or you're attracted to,
what you're used
your
to.
Normal.
Right.
Yeah.
Which normal is? It just
screwed
means
up.
What you're
it's
used
up.
To.
My normal is screwed up. My
normal doesn't
is screwed up.
That's right.
So, we definitely touched on that subject.
So you,
absolutely.
I've been in therapy for 10 years, and it's taken me 10 years to get in. I was married for 18 years, a terrible marriage, and it's taken me that marriage and another 8 years in therapy to get to a positive relationship. And that's just my story, but it can be done, but it...
But I kind of feel like I'm in my, like I don't, I feel like I'm fine by myself, like I don't even want to try, for lack of a better word.
Because it's so easy, why would you want to try?
Right.
Because you have no positive,
right.
You see no positive result of any relationship with a woman, how could you?
Exactly.
Because you've never been healed from what you went through.
He's never seen it, he's never witnessed it, it's not a realistic thing to him.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
And I get it.
And that's why he will consistently attract the same type of
negative relationships.
And even because
that's all you know.
Yeah,
that's all you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're going to welcome.
Right. Yeah. And I wish that's I want to break this cycle, and I'm hoping, you know, when
you
I
need to, my I don't I only know my story and mm-hmm. I'm.
How did you do it besides therapy?
I had a therapist. I was in a marriage for 5 years. I went to a therapist who said, don't leave your wife. You can't leave your wife. I was the only parent. I was raising two kids on my own. I had a wife that was totally isolated. And I had a therapist that was telling me, don't leave your wife, because in Massachusetts, the man will never get custody of his kids.
So, yeah. Yep.
So I was like, I had just went through the motions for five. Finally, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I went to a therapist. He's like, leave your wife today. Today, throw your mother's ashes in the garbage and leave your wife yesterday. And it changed my life. I listened to this guy, and he walked me through. I got custody of my kids. It was a long road.
Right.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
But I got custody of both my kids, which my ex-wife was the breadwinner. I was told I couldn't do it. I couldn't. There's no way I had a fighting chance between the legal system and the financial responsibilities of each partner. And this guy walked me through it, and I got both my kids before I met Vicky. Then I met Vicky, and I've been in the best relationship I've ever been in. And it's all because of a therapist that
right.
told me what is possible, that I never thought was even in the cards for me.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you, I was right where you are.
I don't even think I want to.
I felt this. As Vicky, before I met her, I didn't want. I'm like, I don't want to relate.
He
was the slowest moving person ever. She slept in my bed for months, and I didn't even touch her. And that sounds ridiculous.
No, it's okay, because that's what I needed to.
Because you don't know where I've been, and you don't know what I've been through.
Me too.
But she makes fun of me all the time. But you don't know what I've been through.
No, I don't.
It was so important to me. Like,
Chip, stop.
I was so looking for something that I wasn't willing to even kiss her or move forward until I knew 100% positive what I was getting. I had a little girl. My daughter was 8. My son had just moved out. I was so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
my son, who I just raised on my own, had moved out. He had had a child. Like, I was
broken.
So yes. Broken when I thought I was just getting myself together.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I thought I was like, oh, I done it. And then my son went through, and he moved out, and I was like, oh my God, I can't go through this again. And I had a couple minor relationships that, when you know you're going through that, they seem so major and they seem like so life altering. But it was such a journey to lead me to where I was finally supposed to go. Like, little things, like my dog. When you have an eight-year-old girl, and I'm very hands-on. I live for my kids.
Yep.
Like, people say that, but my kids are everything. And it was so hard to move, like, welcome Vicky into that and know what she was in store for. And it's still a process.
How long have you guys been together?
Daily.
2.5 years.
Nice.
But yes, it's still a process.
But I can tell you, she'll tell you, we slept in the same bed, like, for months, and I didn't even touch her. Mm-hmm. But it was, I couldn't.
Right, right.
I couldn't. Yep. Because until you've been down through what I've been through.
Right. It wasn't just him, though. It was me, too.
Yeah.
Like, we met.
And my daughter and her were the ones, like, I was so, like, I just stood back. Like, I wasn't looking for it. Like he says, what did you just say? I don't want it.
No,
I'm not ready for it. I'm not. I you don't know what though? Because I've been that's so broken, when it happened. And I've been so heartbroken. Because
like, neither one of us like, were looking.
I just
looking.
Can't do this anymore. Like I just gotta focus on my daughter.
Yep.
I just can't do it anymore. Like I don't have the energy.
Yeah, yeah, and
I try. I'm a good, like Vicky knows me. I'm deep down. I'm a.
He's too
I'm a good guy.
He's too
and
good.
People have just walked all
they
over
do.
Me.
People yeah. walk over him.
Yeah, I said that myself. I just had this conversation. I've been used and abused my whole life, pretty much.
Like, I'm just not doing it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I put all my energy into my daughter to a fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To a fault. Like, way unhealthy for both of us.
Yeah. It was,
son.
But he's gotten better.
But that's all I knew. Like, I just clung to that. Like, I just had to.
Right.
And I still do it. To my,
but he did make changes because he cared about me.
Yeah. And I continue. It's not easy for me. And I
so
try.
I bring things to his attention, and he works on it right away. Like, immediately. He listens to
that's
me.
That's, like, the best thing that you could ask
no,
for.
No, honestly, yes.
But when I hear him say that, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, yeah. Right.
But I mean,
that's what he's explaining.
I'm
right.
Crying right now because it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
I see the other side. But it's not easy. Like,
and yes, you have much more light in your house than Ryan does. So you're
like, I could see my seriously. Daughter as being a strength and a. And
sorry,
a,
Ryan. We'll work on you.
Yeah, we.
I can look
we
at
got
you.
Me and Joy got you.
I had my
we
daughter, need to stay just but my
big
daughter,
time. Not even
daughter made
big
my
time.
Relationships so much more difficult. Mm-hmm. Like, as if you
oh,
found
she's
that
a little
relationship
shit.
Without my daughter. Like, without a kid.
Do you know that? Literally, literally, I'm not even lying. And I do love Abby. I do love her, no matter what you think. But.
The
only fights we ever have, I'm not even making this up. Mm-hmm. The only fights we ever have is his daughter, Abby.
Well, you got to really understand, like, my daughter's.
We don't fight
but
unless it's Abby.
Like, right. The way I'm telling you my side, yeah. My daughter's coming from the same side. Like, that's
no,
all
no.
She knew.
She's come a long way, too. She has grown so much. But she had so many issues.
Yeah.
And she still does.
But just like
she
says, I'm trying.
Come
you
a
can
long
see
way.
She's trying. Like, mm-hmm. You, she's not, like, resistant, like, saying, I'm not going to do this. Like,
no, no, no.
Right,
but
right.
Daughter
like, she's
is
good,
like
but she's, she has rejection issues.
Mm-hmm.
She has mommy issues.
She has an alcoholic mother that's
do you,
not been
do you remember Jody Coles?
Yeah. She
that's who we're
she
talking about.
Friended me
that's,
on Facebook.
That's who we're
yeah,
talking about.
I was like,
about.
Who is this? I'm like, who is this?
That's
I don't
who we're
really remember
about.
Her, but she's on my Facebook.
She's a couple years older than us, but
yeah.
She was a big
I don't
time
really remember
partier in high school, and I'm like, how did you marry that? But long
she's
story short,
trouble.
Don't
she's
give up hope.
Well, I'm not even thinking about it, honestly.
I know, but that, just live
that's
your life.
But you never know when it's going to happen.
That's
all
I ask.
Yeah, you never know when anything can happen.
But I'm like,
you know why? Because, oh no, we're not friends. Are we friends on Facebook? No, we're not.
Woman.
I was gonna say, she started friending everybody.
Yeah,
that
any
was
day you could
with
just
me.
Meet somebody
oh,
and not even know it,
and that's when it'll happen.
Unexpectedly.
I never talked to her. I don't even.
But I mean,
it's like I almost felt like sometimes
yeah,
my mom.
She, I mean, she's
my
she's
mom,
literally.
I would bring home a girl, and my
well,
mom
maybe,
would tell
I don't know
her,
how old are you?
Would tell 24? Her things like,
okay,
you'll never
so you're
be
a year older than me.
Guy.
So she's
he
only a year older than you.
Very.
She's 2 years older than me.
Strict. I'm not strict, but
she's. Was she in the same grade?
No.
Year older?
My mind is not easily changed.
We,
like I'm.
We both graduated in 97.
One
I don't remember if she was 95 or 96.
Yeah. So,
we were in high school at the same
never,
time, but not
you know,
the same
but
grade.
Not,
you gotta remember,
because,
I graduated
my mom
early too.
If my mom
yeah,
knew what happened, she probably
years,
would.
That's why I took off.
It, because
I
she always used to see
yeah.
me locked in.
I was also
locked in my room
girl
every day,
that we,
and just crying. And she'd be like, "What's wrong with my son?" But she didn't know all the trauma I was going through.
I probably did.
Besides my father, she didn't know about the other stuff.
Oh, you graduated in 97.
All I ask is just
that's probably why she friend requested.
You never know
what
could happen. You know, I know you.
That's probably why.
Sounds like you've been.
That makes sense.
Yeah, too many times. If you listen to most of my songs are my songs is like a journal. All the crap I've been through is what pretty much is all
I
talk about in my songs.
No, I know. I mean,
it's good for you. That's great. You have that outlet.
Yeah, that's the only thing that honestly kept me going. That's the only thing that kept me going.
She knew that I was in.
This is like therapy too. You know, get together and you speak and you talk about your journey and your story. You know.
It is.
But Jen knew, so she didn't.
Right,
it just breaks my heart when I hear it.
She didn't accept her.
Because I've been there.
Well, now that I know
there.
This,
and
it's
I have
like,
my, I have so much
she better not come at me with any questions,
because
she ain't getting shit out of me.
I think you're a kind man. I think
she just,
you would love loving
I mean, she's
your
lost.
Life. Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So just be open to that.
She seems like a lost soul.
Just
be open to
that. Yeah.
She's like a huge...
She drinks a lot.
I get too emotional. I'm getting too sappy.
I'm getting too sappy. Vivitrol shot, or whatever it's called, I forget. So she's sober.
Yeah.
It's not.
But
easy.
You have to get the shot once a month.
Not.
And she's been here
journey.
Before.
It's,
so we'll,
it's
you learn
easy.
And you grow
we'll
every day.
I'm growing, but it's just, like I said, that's the religious thing. That's just some very hard line on it. It took me forever to get
that?
Back here. What
you
was
okay?
That?
These cups suck. Did it go up your nose?
What's it doing to her?
It spilled on her.
Yeah, it spilled on her.
She had a spiritual attack.
She laughs.
She laughs.
A wet spiritual attack?
Yeah.
Like for months and months and months, I was praying because I kept looking at the church next door saying, God, is this the church for me? And I, for months and months and months, I've been getting hints like random people will come up to me and give me a flyer that says Baptist Church. I was like, no matter where I was, Springfield, Worcester, no matter where I go, I'm getting these Baptist Church pamphlets. I said, this must be God telling me to try it. And so...
So he tried it.
We tried it, and it's... I'm loving it so far.
Oh, good. That's awesome.
Well, hopefully that...
So
that,
we go every Sunday.
Can
that's awesome.
Get
that that's
we
awesome.
Really do.
That cracks me up. That cracks
you all
me
get
up.
Out of it?
I did.
She,
I did.
Yeah.
I love
you
it.
Right?
I love it going
yeah,
there.
They got good music there and everything.
When I was in the Air Force,
I knew it. I was like,
where
I go to church?
The music.
And his phone goes off.
Oh, man.
My jingle.
Man,
my jingle.
You have no idea how angry it makes me when I'm sitting trying to observe the word of God and you hear do-do-do-do-do.
Well, he saw me even silence the phone. I'm like, look, I'm turning the volume down.
No, but you have no idea. It's like a burning fire within me. Like,
because you want to know why?
Is this guy
Satan's in my phone?
Why is this guy not silencing his phone?
Satan's in my phone because when I silence it, it still goes. It still speaks. It still goes.
You think you're happy about getting a new phone? Guess who's happier than you are for getting a new phone? I am.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't Drew the Jew have a T-Mobile phone?
Android.
Right? And Android. What happens to his Android? Dre goes, oh, your phone does that too? His phone just regularly goes off. I'm like, yeah, it does it by itself.
You
it
know,
does,
I'm not editing his name this time. You guys keep bringing up his name. I'm not editing it this time.
You did it.
You said it
you
earlier.
You did it first.
You
did it
you
first.
You said it first.
But I don't care. It is what it is at this point.
But I will edit out the profanity like I did the last time on.
I was good though, right? I haven't sworn.
No, not much.
Sorry.
But last time, that's all right. Sometimes
I know,
we get
terrible.
Emotional and.
Right.
I was a good girl.
So it's funny, all Joy's little boyfriends, I named them all.
Joy's little boyfriends?
Through the years. We've known each other for how many years?
Through the Jew?
Too long.
No, the international thing. What do you call it?
Joy and her international.
He called it Tinder International.
30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I call Joy's little journey.
Well, apparently she graduated a year before me, but really we went to high school together.
Yeah, we were in... She knows Jen too. Yep. I've lived in West Springfield.
I have pictures of all of us together in junior high.
Oh my God, really?
I still have those. Gina Colasano.
Oh, yeah.
Me, Joy, Jen.
Oh yeah.
Yep. We used to hang out.
He was friends with
Dom.
Gina's brother, Dom. He's five years older.
Dom, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
So where was that high school disconnection?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
No, between them two.
I moved.
Between us two?
I moved.
I gotta be honest, I honestly don't remember. I started dating Derek.
Ugh. All right. So I just want to end this night on a good note, and thank you for coming, Vicky and Casey. And
JoJo.
I appreciate it. I think we had... some really good topics that we talked about, and I hope you join us again. And I, like I said, I really do appreciate you coming out and talking, and I thought it was a great show.
There's some great stories everybody told, and it was got a little emotional.
A little emotional. Let me cross my legs. It was a little emotional.
Hey, are you changing your gender in the middle of the show?
Hey, no Transformers now.
All right.
So we will see you. Any predictions for football before we take off here? Who are you for?
Well, I think Philly's going to win. Philadelphia's going to win.
Nice.
By home, at least 10 points.
All right.
That's
really
Mahomes, though, huh?
I like Mahomes, but I don't think they have any receivers. I think Philly's on a roll, and they're going to win by 10 points.
I'm going to go for Kansas City because they're Republican.
And
Pennsylvania,
Ryan,
is a bunch of Democrats, so I'm going to go for the red.
Okay, but that's not, red team. That's not okay. So the show is ended. So I'm just going to let you. I'm going to take the L on this one and let you get the W.